哈利路亚，奉主是圣名，我们继续下午的学习。
哈利路亚 ，In the name of Jesus Christ, continue this afternoon's study.
我们一起翻到以弗所书。
Let's all turn to the book of Ephesians.
我们来看以弗所书的第二章。
Ephesians chapter two.
以弗所书的第二章的第十一节。
Ephesians chapter two, verse 11.
二章的第十一节。所以你们应当纪念你们从前按肉体是外邦人，是称为没受割礼那名啊，这名原是那些凭人手在肉身上称为受割礼之人所起的。第十二节。那时你们与基督无关，在以色列国民之外，在所应许的约上是局外人，活在世上没有指望，没有神。十三节。
13。
你们从前远离神的人，如今却在基督耶稣里，靠着他的血已经得亲近了。在这里，保罗继续告诉以弗所教会的信徒。
Here, Paul continued to tell the disciples in the church of Ephesus.
因为以弗所教会，他大部分的信徒都是外邦人。
Because most of the members here were Gentiles.
都是非犹太人来信耶稣，归入主的名下。
Who came to believe.Jesus Christ under His name, those are not Jews.
所以在这里保罗特别告诉他们。
So here Paul told them specifically.
说我们从前死在过犯跟罪恶当中。
That we used to, die in sins and transgressions.
在应许的约上是无份无关。
And we are apart from the promise of the covenant.
而活在这个世界上也没有任何的指望。
And there's no hope living in this world.
所以生命没有指望，死了就进入黑暗。
So when there's no hope in your life, then when you die, you enter darkness.
这就是不认识神的外邦人。
And this is referring to those Gentiles who did not believe in God.
但是因为神的恩典跟怜悯。
However, because of the grace and mercy of God.
所以他使这福音的光照在了坐在黑暗跟死荫幽谷里的人。
Who shine the light on those people who are dwell in the shadow of life and death.
使你我今天被神的光所照而成为了被拣选的人。
So that you and I are all shone upon by this light and we become the chosen one.
从此之后我们就在这个救恩的约上有关。
And from this day on, we are part of this salvation.
所以我们今天早上所说的。
And this is what we talk about this morning.
说你要收到这一封信，你必须要是一个被拣选的人。
In order for you to receive this letter, you have to be a chosen one.
蒙神的拣选，来到神的教会，能够得到神的恩典，能够得着这永生的盼望。
When you're chosen, you come to this church and receive the eternal hope.
从此之后就能够在基督耶稣里亲近他了。
And then from this day on, you can be close to Jesus Christ in Him.
但是这并不是信仰的终点。
This, however, is not the end point of our faith.
进入教会，得着应许，只是信仰的开端。
To come to the church to receive the promise is just only the beginning of our faith.
就好像一个人今天去参加一场马拉松的比赛。
Just for example, a person who wants to run a marathon race.
你填了申请表。
When you fill out the application form.
你放入参加的费用。
You put in your deposit.
你到邮局去把这个申请表寄出去。
And you send it out of this form in the post office.
然后你收到了这个主办单位同意你去参加的一个证明。
Then you receive the letter from the organizer saying you can attend now.
所以你看那个参加马拉松比赛的，他们每个人胸前都有一个号码，都有贴了一个号码。
You see, those people who run marathons, they have this a piece of paper on their chest with a number on it.
这就是你得到资格能够参赛，能够参赛的一个证明。
This is a proof that you are qualified to run this race.
所以得到这个证明只是代表你有资格参加这一场比赛。
This only means that you have the qualification to attend this race.
啊，并不代表说你一定能够跑过终点得到奖赏。
It does not mean that you will be able to finish race and receive the prize.
啊，所以当我们今天被拣选来到这里
，So today when we're chosen to come here,
啊，这个叫做走入信仰的开端。
This is the beginning of our faith.
啊，神给我们这个资格，能够参与这场比赛。
When God gave us this qualification to enter this race.
啊，但是只有忍耐到底跑完全程的，才有资格得救。
Only those of us who endure till the end have the qualification to be saved.
啊，所以我们必须要在信仰的路上不断的成长。
So we need to grow in our journey of faith.
啊，才能够得着神的喜悦。
To be able to receive the pleasing of God.
我们看回来以弗所书的第二章。
Let's turn back to the book of Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书二章的第十九节。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 19.
十九节。这样你们就不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了。第二十节，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石。二十一节，各房靠他联络的合适，渐渐地成为主的圣殿。二十二节，你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。啊，在这里，保罗告诉以弗所教会的信徒
，Here Paul tells the member of the Ephesian church，
他说，从此之后，你们就不是外人跟客旅。
Says that.From this day on, you are no longer strangers and foreigners.
他说你是与圣徒同国的人。
But rather fellow citizens with the saints.
你是住在神家里，属于神的家人。
And members of the household of God.
啊，所以我们今天早上有特别讲到。
So this morning was specifically mentioned.
他说你要做一个有，你要得到儿子的名分。
That in order for you to receive this status as a son,
因为得到儿子的名分才能够长久地住在家中。
Then you have the right to dwell in this house of the Lord forever.
啊，今天如果你只是一个客人
，However, if you are only a stranger,
啊，客人到家里，客人坐一坐，客人住个几天，客人一定会最后要离开。
Visitors may come and stay a few days, but in the end, they sure will have to leave.
啊，虽然他在这个家中会受到很好的款待
，Even though he may be treated very well in this household,
啊，特别照顾他，给他舒适的生活，提供他生活上所需要的。
He will be provided with all the necessity of his life here.
但是客人并不会长久地留在家中。
Guests will not stay here forever.
啊，到最后就是要离开。
In the end, they will depart.
啊，所以在这里，保罗特别告诉我们。
Here Paul tells us.
他说啊，你信了耶稣，你就不要再继续的在神的家里做客人了。
Now, since you're a member, do not treat yourself as a stranger or guest.
因为客人跟主人有一个非常大的差别。
Because as a guest, it's very different from a host.
啊，差别在哪里呢
？Where is the difference?
就是主人他对这个家。有责任
，because the host has responsibility to maintain this house.
啊，其实客人没有的
，while the guests do not have that.
客人来，客人接受款待，客人享受他的环境，客人最后就离开了。
Guests can come and enjoy, and then they leave.
啊，但是啊，当客人要来以前
，however, before the arrival of the guests,
啊，主人或者是家里的人，他必须要花时间去整理、去打扫、去准备。
The host or the owner has to prepare.For the upcoming event,
啊，接待你完，等到你走，他必须要花时间去整理、去打扫、去把它恢复原状。
And he has to spend time and energy to prepare the place for you, and also after your departure, he has to restore the place.
啊，所以客人跟主人他的一个很大的差别在于对这个家的责任感。
So the biggest difference between the host and the guest is the responsibility to this household.
哦，所以当你今天来到教会
，So when we are at the church today,
啊，虽然你可能已经信主了
，Maybe we are members.
虽然可能你每个礼拜都来
，Maybe you come here every Saturday.
啊，你也常常跟大家在一起
，And you are with everybody else.
啊，但是当今天这个家遇到了要求，遇到了需要，有了责任
，However.If there's a need or responsibility in this household,
啊，这个时候你是客人还是你是主人，就很明显的差别了。
So now it's obvious to tell whether you are a guest or you are a host.
如果你觉得说这个家里跟我没有什么太大的关系，
you think that this is nothing to do with me.
我的责任就是来教会有聚会就可以了。
My responsibility just come and attend the service.
上下午有聚会，中午吃爱餐，走的时候有奉献，而我的责任就尽了。
As long as I come.In the morning, afternoon, I have lunch and give donation. That's all I need to do.
教会的工作没有人做，这跟我什么事情啊？
Well, it's nothing to do with me if there's nobody taking on any responsibility.
教会有的角落很脏乱，那也不是我的责任啊。
Or if there's a corner that's very dirty, I don't want to do anything either.
如果你看到这家中的需要，你却没有任何的感触。
If you see the need in this household and you are not touched,
你也没有觉得说我有需要额外多付出一点，你也没有觉得说这是我的责任。
Feel like you need to do a little bit more, or that's your responsibility.
或许你只是在这个家中寄居的客人而已啊。
Maybe you are only a guest who's dwelling in this place.
因为你没有把这里当作你的家。
Because you're not treating this as your household.
如果你没有把这里当成你的家，
If you do not treat this as your house,
那你为什么觉得神会把你当成他的家人呢？
Why do you think God will treat you as one of his family members?
所以今天我们对教会的态度就告诉我们我们跟神的关系。
So today, we can tell our relationship with God from our attitude towards God.Church.
所以在这里保罗特别警告我们。
So here Paul actually warned us.
他说，你不是外人，你不是客旅，你是这个家中的家人啊。
So you're no longer strangers or foreigners, but rather you are fellow citizens.
既然你是这个家中的家人，既然你是这个教会的信徒。
Since you're part of the family, part of the church.
这里保罗说，就要你就有责任一起来这里建造神的殿。
So Paul says here, then you have the responsibility to build up this church together.
在以色列人的历史当中，
in the Jewish history,
建造圣殿是他们的历史中的大事。
And building holy temples are great milestones in their history.
因为这个是他们的荣耀。
Because this is their glory.
所以大卫准备了各项的材料。
So therefore, David prepared all the materials needed.
然后所罗门的年代把它建造完成，辉煌华丽。
The temple was built in Solomon's years. It was splendid.
然后在献殿的时候，神的荣耀充满了圣殿。
And during the dedication, God's glory filled up the holy temple.
神说，我的眼，我的心藏在这个殿中。
And God says, my eyes and my heart.Will forever dwell in this place.
所以以色列的圣殿，这是一个以色列人历史当中的荣耀。
So the holy temple of the Israelites are a great glory for them.
但是其实你知道吗？其实这个圣殿并没有很大。
Yeah, do you know that this temple is actually not that large?
我们可能会觉得说啊，哇，高大辉煌，它应该是一个非常非常大的一个圣殿嘛？其实没有哦。
You may think that this could be very, very large.
其实它的整个尺寸并没有很大。
The fact is actually the size is not that not that big.
甚至到主耶稣的时代，西律所重新建造的这个重新整理西律重新建造的圣殿，比所罗门的圣殿大非常多啊。
Even toward the days of Jesus, when King Herod rebuilt the temple, that rebuilt one was much bigger than the one that was built.
西律时代的圣殿大概是所罗门圣殿的三倍大，三倍。
The Herod temple was about three times as big as the Solomon temple.
但是为什么以色列人还是以所罗门的圣殿为他的荣耀呢？
But how come Israel people still take the Solomon temple as their glory?
因为他的高大辉煌，他的荣耀无比，并不是在他整个圣殿的尺寸。
Because we know that glory does not just come from its size.
而是在他里面所存在的价值。
Rather,It's coming from the value that's inside.
虽然所罗门的圣殿没有非常的大，
even though the Solomon Temple is not that large in size,
但是经过大卫跟所罗门的年代，他用的是最好的材料。
However, during the days of David and Solomon, they used the best materials available.
所以虽然外在没有非常大，但是里面却充满了价值。
Outside, the size may not be that large. However, the inside value is huge.
你知道按照那个金氏世界纪录哦 ，Guinness Record 哈，金氏世界纪录全世界最大的会堂在哪里吗
？Do you know the world's largest temple where that is according to Genesis record.
我们大家都一定觉得说一定是在欧洲嘛，对不对？
You may think that this could be in Europe.
因为啊，欧洲啊，他们那个有那个非常雄伟华丽吓死人的那种大的 cathedral 啊，大的会堂啊。
Because in Europe you will see lots of huge cathedrals everywhere.
答错了。
But that is not the right answer.
按照世界纪录啊。
According to the world record.
全世界最大的会堂在非洲。
The largest temple is in Africa.
但是啊，你如果看，你会觉得说这是什么？
Then you think about it. What is this?
它就是很大而已啊，就围起来，它就是非洲土地多嘛，就围一个很大很大的，就是叫它会堂。
They just put a fence with over a large piece of land.
但是其实里面的装备、里面的装潢，它是非常非常的简单，甚至简陋啊，非常简陋。
The equipment inside, however, are very simple, very primitive.
所以虽然很大，但是它没有很大的价值。
Even though the size is very large, is not that valuable.
所以所罗门的圣殿，它的价值不在说它这个土地占的很多，它的圣殿盖的很大，并不是啊。
The value of Solomon's temple is not in its size or its land that is occupying.
而是这两代的人在这当中所付出的努力跟所投下的各项的奇珍异宝。
But rather all the resource that they put in, those two generations of people put into this temple.
所以神说我的眼我的心常常在这个殿中。
That's why God says my heart and my eyes will be in this place forever.
因为这个殿就是大卫的心血，大卫投入了所有的心。
Because David put all he had into this temple.
所以我们今天在建造神的殿也是一样。
Same thing for us when we build our temple today.
所以神的殿并不是在于它有多么的庞大。
So the size of the physical size is not actually not that important.
神的荣耀也不在于里面的信徒一定要人有多少。
And God's glory does not depend on how many members are in this building either.
这句话讲得很奇怪哦。
This is kind of interesting.
因为我们常会觉得说我要多传福音，使神的国，使神的教会充满了人，这样子神就会得着荣耀，不是吗？
Normally you say we'll try to preach the gospel so that the chapel is filled up with people, then that shows the glory of God, isn't that so?
因为圣经里面讲说，君王的荣耀在乎民多嘛，人要多啊。
The glory of the kings is in the number of his people he controls.
这句话没有错。
This is not wrong.
但是我为什么说今天教会的尊贵不在于里面的人多啊？
Then why do I say that the glory of the church today does not depend on how many people are in this chapel?
因为今天真正教会所需要的，
Because the most important thing that we need today
不是里面的人多，而是里面每个人都有得救的把握。
It's not how many people are inside the chapel, but rather everybody here have the assurance of salvation.
我们在上课的时候，老师在跟我们老师在跟我们谈到这个救恩啊。
When we were having a class, teachers taught us about salvation.
这个老师告诉我们说他说他有五个孩子，他说他有四个孩子。
And this teacher told us he had four children.
他说如果没有一个可以得救，那他就是等于没有孩子啊。
He said that, however, if none of them are saved, then it's the same as if he doesn't have any children.
对不对？养了他一辈子，到最后没有一个能够得救，没有一个人能够站在神的面前，没有一个人能够进天国。他说，那他基本上就是没有孩子啊。
Think about if he spent all the time raising four children, how in the end nobody have the salvation, nobody can stand up in front of God, then the same as without children at all.
所以今天我们在教会里面，我们在发展圣工，我们在宣传福音。要把目标看清楚。
So today we need to have a clear goal in our holy work today.
我们不是只是拼命的要增加人数。
We're not just simply trying to increase the number of people here.
但是却要确定那进来的人都有得救的盼望。
Rather, we wanted to make sure that everybody who comes in have the salvation hope of salvation.
如果只是纯粹要增加人数，
if you simply want to increase in numbers,
讲实话太简单了。
Simply speaking, that's quite easy.
我们可能觉得在美国传福音很困难啊。
You may think that is quite difficult to preach the gospel in the U.S.
你换个地方就好了。
Just go to a different place.
你去印度啊。
Go to India.
你去非洲啊。
Go to or Africa.
你去中国啊。
Or mainland China.
你跟他们讲说只要下水泡一下起来，就给你五块美金。
So tell them that go to the water and get up, I give you $5.
他只会问你说我能不能洗两次啊。
Then he will ask you, can I do it twice.
哦，所以啊，这个你要人洗礼，你要人来会堂，太简单了，非洲一块美金就可以了。
And it's so simple that even $1 will do the trick in Africa.
你给我十万美金，我给你十万信徒，没有问题的。
If you give me $100,000, I give you 100,000members.
啊，但是啊，这些信徒来了以后，没有一个人有盼望，没有一个人会得救。
However, after those people come, nobody will have.The hope of salvation.
啊，请问一下，做这些事情的意义在哪里
？Let me ask you, what's the point of doing all this?
所以，君王的荣耀在乎民多。
So therefore, the glory of kings depends on the number of people.
但是这些民、这些百姓必须要是活的才可以啊。
However, those people need to be alive.
哦，你说啊，一个国王啊，跟人家讲说，啊，我很有荣耀。我告诉你，我们国家死人多啊。
If one king tells you that.My kingdom is full of glory because we have a lot of dead people.
你知道我的国家有多少死人吗
？Do you know how many dead people we have in our kingdom?
没有啊，哪里有什么荣耀
There's no glory in that.
哦，所以啊，君王的荣耀在于他存活的百姓很多，那个才有荣耀。
So the glory of the king depends on the number of living people in his kingdom.
教会的荣耀在于里面的信徒有得救的盼望跟把握，这个才叫做荣耀啊。
So similarly, the glory of a church, depends on number of living people, who have the salvation, hope of salvation.
所以我们今天所建造的这个圣殿
，So today we build when we build this holy temple.
啊，要像所罗门所建的圣殿一样
，need to be like the Solomon temple.
啊，虽然外在看起来没有不怎么样，外在看起来还好而已。
Maybe from outside it doesn't look that large in size.
简简单单的，也没有什么非常特殊的地方。
It's quite simple architect. There's nothing super special.
但是它里面却是神的智慧、神的安排跟神的设计。
Inside, however, there's the design, the wisdom, the arrangement from God.
以及大卫与所罗门所预备最好的材料。
And also the best material that David and Solomon prepared.
啊，说这个地方，这才叫做神的殿，这才有神的荣耀。
And this is the place where we can call as the holy temple and the glory of God.
啊，但是要建造这个殿。
However, for us to build this place,
啊，它有一些要求跟一些，它有一些要求跟一些材料。
There are some requirements on the materials.
我们看回来以弗所书的第二章
，Ephesians chapter 2,
二十节
，verse 20.
二十节说，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石。啊，在这里讲说，当你要建造这个圣殿。
So when we want to build this holy temple here,
啊，这里讲到说它需要什么？
What does it need?
啊，第一个这里讲到说它需要房角石。
Here it says we need a cornerstone here.
啊，有时候我们在讲啊，我们常听到这个房角石，但是我们不知道它到底是什么。
You heard this term cornerstone quite often, but you do not know what it is.
啊，房角石到底是在上面还是在下面
？Is in the roof or is the bottom?
有人说它是地基。
Some say this is foundation.
啊，其实不是啊。
And none of that is true.
啊，什么叫做房角石
？What is a cornerstone?
房角石就是你要盖一栋房子之前所放下的第一颗石头。
Cornerstone is a stone, the first stone you lay down before you build the whole house.
啊，通常这颗石头是最好的。
And this is the best.
而且它的因为古代以前他们盖房子没有像现在这种有很多的工具。
Because in the ancient time, people did not have that many tools building the house.
你看我们现在为了要我们如果要盖一座墙，要盖一个房子，要盖墙啊。
Today, when we want to build a house, we build a wall first.
啊，你可以用那个镭射来画那个线，把它画得很直啊。
You can use a laser pen to draw a straight, very straight line.
啊，像以前如果没有的话，就用墨斗啊，就是拉一条线，然后这样一弹啊，拉出一条线，你就沿着那个盖就好了。
Before that, you can use a string with ink. You can use that to build a very straight line.
啊，但是啊，在那个时候他们没有这些东西。
However, in ancient time, they did not have these tools.
哦，所以以前要盖房子，怎么样来确定说这个房子这盖出去是？盖出去这个房子的角度是正确的呢
？How do they know that the angle of the building is correct？
啊，到时候那个房子啊，越如果不直啊，那前面歪，后面就歪得更厉害的，不是吗
？If the front wall is tilted, then it's going to get worse and worse.
啊，所以怎么办？就是看第一颗石头。
So the most important thing here is the first stone.
哦，所以他们第一颗石头一定是找那个非常标准，那个转，就是在 在那个连接两面墙的第一颗石头一定是非常非常直的。
So that cornerstone has to be a stone with very sharp, very straight vertical line.
所以两面的墙，你如果按照这个石头，你跟它都一样，照着它的角度来排，这个墙就会非常的直。
So later when you build the walls.According to the direction of the cornerstone, then the whole wall will be straight.
所以这就是防脚石的功用。
So this is the purpose of the cornerstone.
而且啊，防脚石通常啊，这第一颗石头都会留下一些记录。
And because this is the cornerstone, is the first stone, so people, put some record on that.
就会在石头上留下可能哪一年哪一年盖的，或者是谁盖的啊，他会留下一些记录。
It may write down.The year that build house was built, or the architect of the house.
像现在那个现在 Cerritos 教会，正在拆除要盖新的会堂。
For example, now Cerritos Church is trying to tear down the old building, trying to build a new one.
其实啊，那间教会它本身就有一块石头在大正门的右边，那个他们就有记载它是哪一年盖的。
And that old church had a big stone on the right-hand side of the entrance, which records the year of the building.
就是留下一个记录，让人知道说，哎，这个石这栋房子什么时候盖的
？As a record to tell people later when this building was built.
所以啊，这里讲说，基督耶稣是我们建造圣殿的房角石。
So here tells us Jesus Christ is our chief cornerstone.
这里要告诉我们什么？
What is this trying to tell us?
告诉我们说，我们今天在建造神的圣殿，建造神的教会，建造我们的家庭，建造我们个人的信仰。
So today we are building our own faith, or building our church, or building our families.
必须要以耶稣基督来作为我们的标准跟榜样。
We have to use Jesus Christ.As the cornerstone, as the example.
就是耶稣基督很直，你就跟着他，照着他的尺寸，照着他的方向，你就会得救了。
If the cornerstone, Jesus Christ, is very straight, then we just follow that direction, then we should be okay.
这个叫做耶稣基督给我们留下这房角石的榜样。
So this is what it means by saying Jesus Christ, giving us example of the cornerstone.
所以为什么今天教会要花很多时间在聚会？
So today, why do we have spent so much time gathering for service?
为什么教会要花那么多时间查经？
Why do we spend so much time studying the Bible?
因为整本圣经就是为耶稣基督做见证的。
Because the whole Bible is a testimony for Jesus Christ.
所以借着读圣经，使你我有得救的智慧。
So that we can have the wisdom of being saved.Through reading the Bible.
这个就是房角石留下来的标准。
So this is the standard straight line left to us by the cornerstone.
同时也说到说这个房角石是连接两面墙的。
The cornerstone also connects two walls together.
告诉我们说今天教会彼此连接信仰要能同心在于有耶稣基督来连接。
Which means that Jesus Christ can connect all of our faith and different opinions together in the church.
我们发觉说在教会里面啊，有时候教会里人很多。
Sometimes there are so many people in the church.
人很多问题就多，人很多意见就多。
And come along with that, there are different opinions and different problems.
所以常常啊，开会开不完，问题讲不完啊，就是常常这样子。教会里常常有很多的事情啊。
Oftentimes there are so many meetings and so many discussions trying to figure out.Ways forward.
尤其是啊，有时候啊，一个地方如果人才越多哈，人才越多，开会越久啊。
If a church has a lot of talented people, the more they have, the more time they spend in discussion in meetings.
因为啊，大家都有自己的两把刷子啊，大家都有自己的一套功夫啊。
Because everybody thinks that they have something to contribute.
大家都是有成就的，大家都是啊，有啊，大家都是自己闯出一片天地的。
All think that they're pretty capable, they're accomplished.
所以啊，每个人都有意见，每个人都想发表。
They all have their own opinion and also want to be heard.
大家都想要说服别人，来觉得说自己的方法才是最好的。
They all want to convince other people that my way is the best way.
所以开会都开不完啊。
That's why meetings took forever.
我还记得当我小的时候。
I remember when I was little.
小的时候啊，那个时候电脑还不是非常的普遍。
At that time, computers were not that popularized yet.
所以啊，那个有电脑啊，那是不得了的，那个不便宜啊。
So it's a big deal to have a computer at that time.
我还记得啊，那个时候啊，教会决定要买电脑。
I remember church decided to spend some money to buy a computer.
但是因为不便宜，所以要特别开会啊。
Because it was quite expensive, so it required a meeting.
教会里面有几个是电脑博士。
There were a few PhDs in computer science at the time in church.
我们想说，那个专业的事就交给专业的人来处理啊。
Figure, why don't we just give this to those people who are expert?
但是这几个博士大家都有各自喜欢用的系统。
Unfortunately, different PhDs have their own preference.
哇，所以你讲一句，我讲一句，彼此争执，达不到共识。
And they will all be fighting among themselves, couldn't reach a consensus.
到最后，教会花了很多钱啊。
In the end, church spent a lot of money.
买了一台 PC 啊，一台那个 Microsoft 的电脑。
They bought one Microsoft PC.
哦，IBM 的哈，就买了一台 IBM 的电脑。 然后买了一台 Macintosh 的影印机。
They bought another Macintosh printer.
在这个年代，大家觉得没有什么。
You would think this is nothing.
在那个年代，这是一个非常大的问题呀。
Back then, that was a big problem.
为什么？因为 Macintosh 的影印机是无法跟 PC 连在一起的。
Because back then, Macintosh printer was not compatible with a PC.
两种系统完全不 talk.
Two different systems, they don't talk to one another.
所以花了很多的钱买了一台很贵的影印机，但是从来没有用过，没有办法用。
Spent a lot of money purchasing that very expensive printer, however, that cannot be used.
为什么？因为当中有一个人非常坚持，苹果最好，苹果最好，一定要用，一定要买。
The reason was because one of the members thought Apple was the best.
所以非常坚持，就弄了一台从来没有办法印的影印机回来。
Because of his insistence, we bought a Macintosh printer that was never used.
其实这就是个人的意见非常的强啊。
And that was because they have their own strong opinion.
这样子的个人，这种很强烈的个人意见是没有办法使教会连结在一起的。
And that kind of strong personal opinion does not help in building up the church.
只是让教会里面起了更多的纷争跟更多的冲突而已。
Rather, it causes more problems, more disputes in the church.
所以今天教会怕的不是没有人才，也不是没有钱财。
So what we are afraid of today in our church is not that we do not have any experts or do not have any resource.
教会今天真正怕的是没有办法在教会里面同心，没有办法在教会里面彼此和睦。
We're truly afraid of is that we cannot reach consensus, cannot have a spirit of working together in the church.
所以你看在约翰福音的第十七章。
So when if you look at John chapter 17,
他说，主耶稣特别祷告，向天上的神祷告。
It says Jesus prayed to Heavenly Father.
里面祷告在讲什么？
And what did he pray?
不断的在讲说，主啊，求你使他们能够合一。主啊，求你使他们能够同心呐。
And he prayed to the Heavenly Father that please allow them to work one in one accord.
因为教会最怕的危机，最大的危机就是不和睦。
So the biggest crisis in the church is disharmony.
你看哥林多教会，
if you look at the Corinthian church,
圣经里面讲说，哥林多教会它是恩赐全备。
Bible tells us that the Corinthian church is full of gifts.
而且里面人才很多。
They have a lot of talented people.
又热心又有钱又有人才。
They're zealous, they're wealthy, and they're full of talent.
什么都好，就是不同心。
Everything is good except that they don't work together.
教会里面纷争结党，各立山头。
They have different fractions in the church.
到最后就是虽然一个很有恩赐的教会，但是里面一团的混乱。
In the end, even though you have a very talented church, it ends up with a chaos.
得不到神的祝福， 而且被保罗严严的责备。
And they were not able to receive the blessing from God, and Paul rebuked them.
所以今天教会要能够同心，要能够合一。
So today, we need to have this spirit of working accord together in the church.
他所需要的是有耶稣基督来连接这两面墙。
What we need is Jesus Christ as the cornerstone to connect those two walls together.
我们今天的问题在哪里？
Where are our problems today?
我们都希望别人来同我们的心啊。
Because we all hope that other people will change their opinion to ours.
我们常会觉得说啊，教会不合一就是因为你们都不听我的。
Often we'll feel like the reason why church do not have harmony because you guys don't listen to me.
你们如果都听我的，我们不就合一了吗？
If you all listen to me, then we're all in harmony.
啊，凭什么？
Why?
凭什么要听你的？你为什么不听他的？
Why have to listen to yours but not his?
啊，当大家都觉得说你们都听我的，我们就合一了，教会永远都不会合一啊。
If everybody feels like you should listen to mine, my opinion, then there's no harmony.
我们常会觉得说我的想法是最好的。
Because we all think our opinion is the best.
甚至有人觉得说，我的意见就是神的旨意。
And even to the point that somebody think that my opinion is the will of God.
这种话不能乱讲啊，不能开口的。
You can't say things like this.
你可以说我觉得这样最好。
You can say that, well, I personally think this is the best.
但是你绝对不能说这就是神的旨意。
You cannot say this is the will of God.
因为你不是神，你没有资格讲这句话。
Because you are not God, you do not have the qualification to say that.
除非你是神，要不然你怎么能够说这一定是神的旨意？
How can you say this is the will of God unless you are God Himself?
如果你所说的不符合神的旨意，你就是假先知哎。
Because if what you say if it's not according to the will of God, then you are a false prophet.
你觉得最好的，不见得是神要的。
The things that you deem the best may not be what God wants.
所以啊，我们今天讲话要非常小心。
So today we need to be careful when we say things.
千万不要开口闭口啊，就觉得说这就是神的旨意。
Don't say things like this is the will of God.
如果有任何人不同意，就觉得说别人是在阻挡神、阻挡圣工。
If people have different opinion, you say, "Oh, this is against the holy work."
如果你常讲这种话
，If you say things like this,
我可以很老实的告诉你，那只是因为你内心非常的骄傲。
I can tell you the truth, which is that you are very proud.
并不是你很谦卑，也不是你属灵非，也不是你很属灵哟。神在告诉你啊，是你内心非常的骄傲。
Not because you're spiritual or you're humble, just because you're proud within your heart.
你以为你自己是神
，You think that you are God Himself.
所以你会觉得说我的想法、我的意见，这就是神的旨意。
So that leads you to think that my opinion is God's opinion.
这是要非常小心的。
We need to be very careful.
因为这个就叫做假基督啊。
This is what we call antichrist.
所以啊，在这里告诉我们啊。
He tells us.
他说今天我们要去查验神的旨意是什么。
Today we need to examine what is the will of God.
你可以提供你的想法跟意见。
You can provide your own opinion.
但是你一定要留下一个空间。
However, you have to leave some room.
留下一个空间。别人有更好的想法别人有更好的意见跟想法。
Leave a room for better ideas or better thinking from other people.
如果每个人都能够保留这样子的空间
，If everybody can have that saved room,
彼此有更多一点的尊重
，then also have more respect for others.
众人都祷告寻求神的旨意
，and everybody will pray for the will of God.
自然神的教会就建立起来了
，and very naturally the church of God will be established.
所以在这里告诉我们说，房角石要联络这两面墙。
So here tells us that the cornerstone need to connect those two walls together.
接下来讲说它是建造在使徒跟先知的根基上面。
The Bible tells us that this building is also built on the foundation of apostles and prophets.
什么是使徒跟先知的根基？
What is the foundation of apostles and prophets?
使徒跟先知的根基就是这本圣经。
And this foundation is that Bible.
就是从旧约到新约里面，圣经所留给我们的教导、指引、吩咐。
All the teachings and the commands left to us from the Old and New Testament.
所以你今天要建造这个圣殿，你一定要按照神的吩咐跟要求。
So today, when we want to build this holy temple, we need to do so according to the requirement from God.
其实这个观念是从旧约一直到新约都没有改变。
And this concept.Has lasted from the Old Testament to the New Testament, never changed.
创世纪里面，当神吩咐挪亚造方舟。
In the book of Genesis, when God told Noah to build the ark.
神把这方舟的尺寸很清楚地告诉挪亚。
And God told Noah the exact dimensions this ark need to have.
按照神的尺寸所造的方舟，才能在这个大风浪当中存活下来。
Only the ark built according to God's size can survive that great storm.
你要想说要是今天这个挪亚他的艺术细胞比较丰富一点
If you had a Noah who may be more artistic,
突然觉得说没有啦，这个神这个设计其实蛮丑的。
Who may think that well, this design can it's kind of ugly, maybe can be improved.
讲实话你看那个方舟的设计其实蛮难看的。
But tell the truth, the design of that ark was not that appealing in.
你如果做个模型出来，你如果做个模型出来，基本上啊，很像飘在海上的大棺材啊。
If you build a model according to that dimension, it does look like a coffin floating on the ocean.
啊，但是啊，虽然它不见得好看。
However, it may not look very nice.
如同在以赛亚书里面说，耶稣基督没有加行美容让你来羡慕。
For example, in the book of Isaiah mentioned, Jesus Christ did not have the beautiful face for you to admire.
但是他却能够拯救你的生命。
Yeah, he can give you salvation.
所以啊，神所吩咐的尺寸，圣经里面讲说，挪亚就完全按照神的吩咐去行了。
Noah, according to the dimension from God, did exactly the way God wanted him to do.
所以他们一家就得救了。
As a result, his whole family got saved.
到了旷野建造会幕的时候。
In the wilderness, when they were building the tabernacle,
圣经里面也讲说，摩西就完全按照神的吩咐去行。
The Bible tells us that Moses did exactly what God told him to do.
所以神就在会幕与他们相会。
And as a result, God met them in the tabernacle.
到了所罗门的圣殿的时候。
In the days of Solomon,
圣经也讲说。说他们的，他就完全按照神吩咐的尺寸去行。
Solomon did exactly what God told him to do.
所以神的荣光就充满了这个圣殿。
As a result, God's glory filled up the whole temple.
所以圣经里面告诉我们
，The Bible tells us，
他说：“听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于公羊的脂油。”
It's better to listen to the words of God rather than offering.
所以啊，所以神对我们的要求非常简单。
See, the God's commandment for us is very simple.
就是听话就好了。
Just listen to him.
剩下的他会处理。
He will take care of everything else.
所以啊，在这里告诉我们说，你的圣殿一定要建立在使徒跟先知的根基上面。
That's why it says here, our temple has to be built on the foundation of apostles and prophets.
我们来看一下约翰二书。
I turn to the book of 2 John.
约翰二书
，Second John，
我们看约翰二书的第九节
，Second John verse nine，
第九节，而这里说，凡越过基督的教训不常守着的，就没有神；常守这教训的，就有父又有子。而在这里呀、啊，使徒约翰告诉我们
，Here Apostle John tells us，
他说啊，你不要跑过了、越过了基督的教训
，Do not transgress beyond the doctrine of Jesus Christ。
什么叫做越过基督的教训
？What does that mean？
就是你跑过头了啦。
That means that you have overrun the limit。
神告诉你说跑三步。
God tells you to run three steps.
你就是觉得说，我就是要跑四步，我就是要跑五步。
Then you felt like doing four or five steps.
还觉得说，你看呐、啊，你看我做的比神要求的还多呢。
And you also think to yourself that, see, I can even do better than what God tells me.
神应该更高兴吧，更喜悦吧。
Wouldn't God be even happier?
没有啊，这里讲说，你越过基督的教训就没有神呐、啊。
However, God tells us that if you transgress, then you do not have abundance of God with you.
所以我们不要自作聪明、自作主张。
Do not think that you are smarter than God.
圣经里面有规定的，你照着去做；没有规定的，你不要自己发明。
If there's a rule in the Bible, just follow the rule. If there's no rule, don't try to invent your rule yourself.
说不要跟不上。
Don't fall behind.
也不要超过基督的教训。
Don't transgress either.
什么叫做超过基督的教训？
So what does that mean by transgress?
其实最简单的就是法利赛人啊。
The simplest example is the Pharisees.
法利赛人啊，他们发明了很多的规规条条。
The Pharisees invented many different doctrines and rules.
来把这些以色列人啊绑得死死的。
Who try to bind those Israel people.
所以圣经里面讲说啊，这里一点，那里一点。
Here.There's some here, some there.
说就是啊，他们啊，在他说以色列，他说啊，你们这些啊，命上加命，律上加律，这里一点，那里一点，就是加了很多神没有吩咐的东西。
They have doctrines upon doctrines, rules upon rules, and many things are not from God.
但是啊，他们用这些啊，当做神的教训来捆绑人。
Yet they use those rules to bind people.
然后来表现的说，原来我这么属灵，原来我这么圣洁。
And also to show people that see how holy I am.
啊，但是啊，这里讲说你超过越过基督的教训，你一样是没有神啊。
However, God tells us here, if you transgress over the doctrine of God, then you do not have God with you.
因为那也不是顺服。
That's not obedience.
你看到，如果神吩咐挪亚说你盖方舟。
If God told Noah to build this ark,
啊，挪亚盖好之后看一看不满意，再给他加两个翅膀。
And if Noah finished and didn't look very good, he wanted to add two wings to it.
啊，已经超过了。
That is a transgression.
啊，就会沉下去啊。
Then that ark will sink.
因为神没有要求你这样做。
Because God did not ask you to do that.
啊，所以我们不要自以为聪明，自作主张。
Don't think you're smarter than God and do things according to
your own will. 就是简简单单的按照使徒跟先知的根基建造你的信仰。
To simply build your faith according to the foundation of apostle and the,
啊，就是在圣经当中，就是在圣经当中找到你，找到神要告诉你生命的答案。
In other words, just try to find the answer to your life in the Bible.
啊，其实啊，有些东西啊，圣经里面是没有告诉我们答案的。
However, in many cases, Bible does not tell us clearly the answer.
我的意思是说啊，圣经里面有些事情我们是不知道的。
Because what I mean is that many things in the Bible we do not know.
啊，就像有人喜欢问啊啊灵界啊天国啊啊这些问题啊。
Many people like to ask questions about spiritual realm, things like that.
你不要问我，我没去过，还没去啊。
Don't ask me because I've never been there either.
啊，但是啊，保是说神要让我们知道的，圣经就会写出来。
What I feel is that if God wants to know, He will tell us in the Bible.
啊，如果没有写出来，就是我们不用太去想太多啊。
If it's not in the Bible, why bother? We don't need to think about that much.
就是简单的信心，单纯的相信。
Just simply believe.
他说：“神说有就有，神命立就立。”
If God says so, it's so.
啊，所以就是这么简单的，单纯的相信呢。
Just simple believe.
啊，圣经里面有些东西你怎么样都找不到答案的。
There are many questions you will not be able to find answer in the Bible.
啊，讲一个例子啊。
Take one example.
他说啊，约翰福音第八章里面啊，那个行淫的妇人。
John chapter 8, that women who
commit adultery.
Commit adultery.
他说啊，主耶稣不是弯着腰在地上画字吗？
Do you remember Jesus was bowed down writing letters on the ground?
有些人就一直在讨论争执，耶稣到底在写什么？
So some people will try to argue to death what Jesus was writing on the ground.
说拜托我够了吧，你们再吵也得不到答案啊。
Seriously, you know, no matter how you fight, you will never reach the conclusion.
你怎么样得到答案？
How do you get an answer?
哎，保罗告诉我们说啊，有一天你亲眼见他的时候，你就有答案啦。
Paul tells us one day when you see Jesus, then you have the answer.
啊，所以人生当中有些事情，圣经里面、信仰里面是有答案的。
Many things in our life, there's answer in the Bible.
啊，所以你就从圣经里面找到神要告诉你的答案。
In this case, just find your answer in the Bible.
有些事情神没有打算告诉你，神也不想要让你知道。
In many things, there's no answer, and God does not want you to know either.
什么叫永恒？
What is eternity?
天国长什么样子？
What is heavenly kingdom look like?
以后在天国要干嘛？
What do you do in the heavenly kingdom?
有时候啊，这些事情不用太去研究啊。
Sometimes you don't need to spend too much time on those questions.
因为你得不到答案。
Because you will never get a perfect answer.
你说天国里面花会唱歌，鸟会说话，这个有很好吗？
If you say, tell me that flowers in the heaven can sing and birds can talk, is that really good?
你说天国是黄金街、碧玉城，这个了不起吗？
If you think that heavenly kingdom has golden street,And the Jasper Wall, is that really good?
听说苏丹的皇宫就是这样啊，要不你去住那，要不你去那边啊，那也是天国啊。
In the country Sudan, they have kingdom like that. Is that good?
啊，所以啊，圣经里面只是用人能够想象中最好的来告诉你。
Because the Bible only using what man can understand is the best to describe things to you.
啊，但是如果天国只有这些，那可以不用去了，真的可以不用去了。
However, if that's all there is in heavenly kingdom, then I do not see too much point of going there.
因为天国的好是人所没有办法理解的。
Because the real benefit of kingdom, heavenly kingdom is something that we do not understand.
啊，但是有多好，你不知道，我也不知道。
I do not know to what extent that is.
啊，但是我相信，既然神预备，一定是最好的。
However, I do believe that since God prepared for us, then that ought to be the best.
啊，所以单纯的相信就好。
So just simply believe.
所以不要超越基督的教训。
So、do not go beyond the teaching of Jesus Christ.
啊，你跑过头了，一样看不到耶稣。
If you run too fast, go beyond Jesus' teaching, then you will not see Jesus.
啊，所以在这一段里面告诉我们啊。
So this passage tells us.
啊，说当我们被拣选之后，我们要开始建造我们的灵宫。
Once we're chosen, we need to build our temple.
而这灵宫就是我们的信仰，就是我们的教会。
Which refers to our faith and our church.
啊，但是这个灵宫一定要有耶稣基督做他头块的房角石，做一切的标准。
This temple has to have Jesus Christ as the cornerstone.
凡事都以耶稣基督为榜样。
All things is using Jesus as example.
而以圣经、以使徒跟先知做他的根基。
And we use the foundation of apostles and the prophets, as the Bible to guidance for us.
啊，来作为啊，以圣经来做我们一切行为的准则。
So use Bible as a standard, a guidance for everything we do.
他说，如果这样子，各房就会逐渐的联络起来。
And the Bible tells us in that case, then the whole building will be connected together.
然后就渐渐成为神的圣殿。
And it will grow into a holy temple in the Lord.
那这里有一个很奇怪的地方哦。
Here is a very interesting observation.
这里圣殿不是一下就盖好的。
The holy temple is not being built.
它是渐渐的、慢慢的连起来的。
But rather, it's been fitted together slowly.
哦，所以啊，这里告诉我们说，这个圣殿是有生命的、有机体哦 ，organism。
Which tells us that this building actually is an organism with life.
只有那个有机体啊，你才会发觉它慢慢的在改变啊，慢慢，你看。像小朋友啊，哎，啊，生下来就这么小一坨啊，越长越大，越长越大，越长越大。
It's like a little baby. When they're little, they're just small chunk of meat, and they grow and into an adult.
哦，我最近心情很不好。
I didn't feel very good earlier.
因为我发觉我的小孩长得太快了。
Because I noticed that my kid is growing way too fast.
哦，我常常跑回去啊，看他们以前小时候的照片。
So I used to.Look at their old pictures.
哦，一团小小的肉肉的。
A small piece of a baby.
啊，然后你就这样抱着，他就一直流口水。
You hit him. You held him in your arm, and he would drool on you.
啊，小小的手，小小的脚。
Tiny feet and tiny hands.
啊，超级可爱的。
It's super adorable.
啊，曾几何时啊，回头一看，说怎么变这个样子
？All of a sudden, turn my head.
哇，现在长那么高！
Turned into such a little monster that's so tall now.
我们要讲 monster， 那是你讲的。哦，一下子长这么高，哇！而且意见很多。
So many, so opinionated.
啊，所以啊，有时候这就是生命啊，生命就是不断的在改变。
This, however, is life. Life is about change.
所以你看这个圣殿哦。
So if you look at this holy temple.
你看哦，圣经里面形容是渐渐连起来，渐渐连起来哦。
The Bible.Describe is as being built, fitted together.
因为神的殿是有生命的。
Because the holy temple has its own life.
因为他所用的材料是有生命的。
Because the material it uses has life.
他所用的材料叫做活石。
The material it uses is called living stone.
啊，那我们祷告会的时候再来讲这个活石啊。
So let's talk about this living stone in our prayer later.
啊，我们一起来同心默祷。
I pray together.
Amen.